through this book. As you'll see, this book isn't about digital marketing tools and tactics. I frankly couldn't care less whether you know how to code your own website, design beautiful graphics, or run detailed analytics. I just want you to know two things: digital sales funnel and strategy. When it comes time to getting something technical done, you'll find that you can hire help to take care of those high-skill, technical, and creative jobs. And if you're cash-strapped, don't worry either. I can't think of anything you'll ever need that hasn't been commoditized by the internet, making potentially extremely expensive initiatives affordable for the solopreneur.
Chapter 1: Understanding Digital Marketing.
Digital marketing, also referred to as online marketing or web marketing, is the practice of using digital means to make people aware of a product or service being offered. Although digital marketing commonly comes in the form of online ads, marketing is not quite the same as advertising. Advertising is letting people know that a product is out there, whether or not they might be interested in it. It's like standing on a street corner with a giant poster and a bullhorn, letting anybody who happens to be nearby know that you are in the neighborhood and have something to sell. Marketing, however, is strategic advertising. It's intentionally advertising to a select group of consumers who may be interested in what you have to offer. Instead of standing on the street with a bullhorn, it's more like a nursery advertising flowers and shrubbery to a gardening club. Digital marketing takes this concept into the online world. A brief history of digital marketing. Digital marketing arguably began in the mid-1980s when a company now known as ChannelNet, known then as SoftAd Group, came up with a strategy for marketing automobiles to consumers. Readers of certain magazines could fill out a form found inside the magazine, mail it in, and get a floppy disk in the mail. The floppy disk contained ads for automobile companies and offers to test drive them for free. The growth of digital marketing expanded in the 1990s as more and more people and companies caught on to the burgeoning internet. In connecting people of various interests from different regions all across the world, it presented a whole new array of opportunities to connect people with products and services. Still, many companies and businesses relied heavily on television commercials and magazine advertisements. During the early 2000s, and especially after 2010, the internet became more ubiquitous, and most people, especially in developed countries, had email accounts, social media accounts, as well as regular internet access. Digital marketing, in turn, grew astronomically and developed more sophisticated techniques that were more in sync with the internet rather than traditional marketing that didn't use the internet. Now that online shopping has flourished and continues to grow, with sites like Amazon surpassing retailers like Walmart and Target, and with major companies offering their products both offline and in brick-and-mortar stores, digital marketing has become a necessity in order for companies to remain competitive. This principle is not only true for major franchises, but for small local businesses as well. Many small businesses have thrived by offering their unique products for sale all over the country and even all over the world. However, in order for new consumers to hear about them, they must use digital marketing.
Chapter 2: Present-Day Digital Marketing Landscape.
In today's digital era, there are many challenges associated with digital marketing, and companies have to remain on the cutting edge of marketing techniques and technologies available to help them achieve their goals. After all, there are so many companies competing for people's attention that many have learned to gloss over ads while surfing the internet. Channels of communication are frequently clogged, and getting your product to your target audience is more difficult than ever. This section will look at some of the challenges unique to digital marketing and how you can overcome